Well, thanks for joining us on the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Matthew, and I serve as the teaching pastor for our Westerville campus. And if you weren't with us this past Sunday, we kicked off our series where we're walking through the book of James together this fall. And today, we're looking at James chapter 1, verses 9 through 11. In the previous section of verses, James has encouraged and commanded us as believers to consider it joy whenever we face different trials and obstacles in life, and that we allow perseverance to finish and complete its work in our life so that we may become spiritually mature, that we may become complete in our faith. And then he tells us that if we need wisdom, if we need help with this, we can ask God for it, that God supplies wisdom to those who ask with the right heart and the right motives. But in James chapter 1, verses 9 through 11, he writes this. He says, "Believers in humble circumstances ought to take pride in their high position, but the rich should take pride in their humiliation, since they will pass away like a wild flower. For the sun rises with scorching heat and withers the plant. Its blossom falls and its beauty is destroyed. In the same way, the rich will fade away even while they go about their business." Here in verse 9, James says that those who are in humble circumstances in life, meaning those who are not well off financially, those who by worldly standards would not be considered a success in life, they should in fact take pride in their high position. And so what is this high position that James is talking about here? You know, in our world, we tend to associate high position with wealth and power and status and rank. But James is reminding us that our position in life as believers is not found in any of those worldly things. It's not based on our social status or our income level. Instead, our position as believers is based off of who we are in Christ. That's where we find our identity and our value. And scripture tells us that our position as believers is that we are sons and daughters of the King, that we are co-heirs with Christ, that we are more than conquerors. And he's reminding these believers who, by worldly measures, were not considered a success, that their identity is based off of who they are in Christ. But then conversely, James is reminding that those who are rich, those who are wealthy, those who the world would deem a success, they should actually take pride in their humiliation and the fact that their worldly success is merely temporary, that it doesn't last, it's not eternal. They can't take it with them when they die. Their riches, no matter how much they may have, no matter how much they may make, no matter how famous and successful they may be, it will all eventually fade away. And what James is really talking about here is where our identity is found as believers. The way that we see ourselves, the way that we define ourselves. And I think a helpful question to ask ourselves to figure out, okay, where is my identity? How do I view myself? Is this, who or what are you looking to for your value and for your security? Who or what are you looking to for your value and your worth in life? Who or what are you looking to for your security? And the truth is, for many of us, especially those of us who live in the United States, who don't typically have to worry about our basic needs being met, for many of us, we find our value and our security and our income and our success at work and our social status and our reputation. But James is flipping this human instinct on its head and reminding us that our value and our worth in life is found in who we are in Christ and who God says that we are because of what Jesus has already done and accomplished for us. And so this morning, I just want to encourage you to pray just two basic things today. The first is this, is that you would ask God to reveal to you where you are finding your identity. that God would reveal in your heart who or what you are tying your identity to, if it's anything other than Jesus. And secondly, that you would ask God to help remind you of who you are in Christ, of who God says that you are because of your faith and your trust in Jesus. And so I want to take a moment to pray for us now, and then to give you an opportunity to pray as well. And so, Father, we come before you today, and we thank you for what you have accomplished through your death and your resurrection. And God, because of what you have done for us through Jesus, the Bible says that now we can become co-heirs with Christ. We are more than conquerors. We are sons and daughters of the King. And Lord, our identity, our value, our worth is not tied to our job title or our income or the kind of home that we live in. God, our value and worth is tied to your Son, Jesus, and who you say that we are. And so, God, I pray that you would expose in our heart if we are anchoring and tying our identity to anything or anyone other than you. And God, that you would remind us today of our worth, of our high position and our high status because of our faith and our trust in your Son, Jesus. It's in his name that we ask these things and that we pray. Amen.